Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The Democratic presidential candidates have faced off in their first pair of debates, and polls that came soon after still show former Vice President Joe Biden leading the pack. But others, in particular California Senator Kamala Harris, made some strides. In a column for the Arizona Republic, John Gabriel asserts the Democrats actually didn't perform especially well and are making things easier for President Trump. Phil Boas, editorial director of the Arizona Republic, is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about Gabriel's column and the Democratic hopes to win the presidency in 2020. Phil, let's begin with the premise of this column. What is John saying about the Democratic debate performance?
Well, John is basically saying what a lot of people are saying, and that is it only took the first few debates for the Democrats to drive the train off the rails, which they did because they apparently have decided to go crazy in the era of Donald Trump and an overreaction that is going to be problematic for them in the future when we get to a general election.
Well, we have to, of course, the general election's a long time away. And I was, in reading John's column, my first thought was, it's early in the game. So, you know, we often see what some people might call pandering. Others will say playing to the base. We usually see that early in the campaign. Was there something, a certain issue that John or even you were really frustrated by when it comes to this?
Well, I just imagine the ad. Okay, imagine the Republican ad. Let's say Kamala Harris is the nominee for the Democratic Party. And the Republican ad comes on and it says, in the Democratic primary debate, every candidate said they wanted you to pay for free health care for illegal immigrants. And it's panning across all these candidates with their hands raised. And then it says every candidate, and it zooms in on Kamala Harris, hand raised. That's what you're going to be looking at in the general election. So even if this is early, it's going to have impact because they have gone very far to the left in a lot of areas.
The general polls indicate that Joe Biden still has the advantage, probably in part because of name recognition. President Obama left office with pretty good approval ratings, so there's that. How much do you think that plays into it, to try to stand out and be different from the front runner?
Right. Well, they're appealing to the base, obviously, and they're appealing to the people who are going to get out and really work for the candidates. And those are ideologues. They're idealistic people who really believe in Democratic Party politics and want to see progressivism spread across the country. Unfortunately, those aren't going to be the people who vote in the end. And so if you go too far to the left, you, as I said earlier, create problems for yourself. And no doubt that's what they're doing. They're trying to appeal to that part of the party that can elect people in the primary. So
certainly on a national level, Phil, both parties, they're less under control, certainly, than they used to be of party bosses, or however you want to phrase that, because no one expected Donald Trump to be the ultimate nominee for the Republicans. Are both parties so loose now that what happened in these first two debates, maybe 6 months, I get the ad part of it. It may just be forgotten to some extent.
Well, no, I think Trump had a lot to do with defining how these debates are coming out. Trump just shook the table so violently and made it look like anything is possible. All politics are possible. And so we're seeing a lot of ideas that have been on the back burner in Democratic politics coming to the fore. And the time may not be right for that. And they may find out. It should have been a clue to a lot of the Democrats that Biden was polling so well early on, because Biden is a moderate. He is moderate in temperament and in his politics. And that should tell you that there are a lot of Democratic votes out there that still want something a little more stable, and they don't want to go crazy new Green Deal left.
So John Gabriel's column ends in a kind of amusing way, except maybe to Democrats, that the only winner after those first two debates. Do you see it that way? Because it's a very clever way, but I don't know if we can draw that conclusion so quickly.
Well, right. It's too early, but he's right. I think he's right. I think Trump won that debate. I mean, Trump is looking at – he has terrible poll numbers, but he's looking at some of his best from an ABC Washington Post poll just that came out the other day. So, I think he has probably benefited from that as well. So the Democrats are going to have to get their game together, and they're going to have to temper their remarks and their politics and get real.
I ask you this as a Republican. We often say that you're a Republican. But you also want to see the best person to take on Donald Trump. Does that best person end up being someone who fits more the Democratic base or the person who can win?
I think the big misread here for a lot of the Democrats is that with Donald Trump, with somebody as extreme as he is in the way he practices politics, that the counterpoint, the counterweight is to go extreme. I don't think that's the counterweight to Donald Trump. I think the counterweight to Donald Trump is normal. It's anchored in common sense and to bring order back and get rid of chaos. I think that's what people are looking for if they're looking for an antidote to Trump.
Okay. Phil Boas, thanks as always.
Thank you.